Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. There have been five bills passed in the House that addresses child care. What can you share about these five bills?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if I can just list off all the House file numbers and their corresponding bill, but I can tell you the affordable and accessible child care plans that we've been passing. First, we wanted to expand the child care tax credit to more Iowa families. You know, next, we wanted to help daycare providers increase the number of available slots that they had, and that was covered over a few different bills. We wanted to incentivize businesses to offer child care to their employees, and that was covered in a couple bills as well. And then we also wanted to ease Iowans off of government assistance so they can continue their rewarding careers rather than, you know, deferring advancement because they didn't want to fall off the government assistant cliff, so to speak. So we're trying to stair-step people off of assistance rather than forcing them over the cliff, and I think that's what we've been passing.
Governor Kim Reynolds' Invest in Iowa Act got its first state house hearing last week, I believe. What do you think are the House's intentions for this bill?
That's an excellent question. I wish I could speak for the entire House or Senate or the whole building, but I can't. All I can tell you is, you know, everybody's been doing their due diligence and their research, and we've been, you know, debating and talking about it in caucus ever since it was proposed. The only thing I can tell you for sure is that there's no consensus. I mean, there's advocates for it, there's advocates against it, and there's, you know, a group of folks that could go either way. And, you know, kind of sitting on the fence and waiting to see how all the plans shake out, you know, because the governor has her plan. And the House, you know, like I said, we're kind of in discussion on what our plan, if there is a plan, would be. And I know the Senate has, you know, their own idea of what's going on. My best recommendation is the governor is touring around talking about her Invest in Iowa. Please get out and go see her and ask her the tough questions, and I'm sure she'll be ready, and she's pretty proud of this, and so I think she's ready to speak on it and use that opportunity to kind of flesh out what you want to know.
And now a bill awaits Governor Reynolds' signature that would require Iowans sick from asbestos exposure to provide more detailed information when filing a lawsuit. Do you think it will limit victims' chances at receiving justice for asbestos exposure?
I don't sit on judiciary, so, you know, I didn't have a lot of time with this bill, but in reading through it and understanding what the intent was, it won't make it harder to recover. All it requires is that in the initial filing of the lawsuit that you show a connection to who you are suing. And, you know, this prevents the overnaming of asbestos companies. From what I saw, there were examples of companies being named in hundreds and thousands of lawsuits that had no connection to the people suing them. And that's what the bill does.
And the House has passed a bill that changes the state medical marijuana program to allow patients to receive 4.5 grams per 90 days. This seems like a big gap from the 25-gram allotment that was passed by the legislature, but eventually it wasn't signed by Governor Reynolds. So how did the House come to this amount, and how will this affect patients who currently receive more than that proposed amount?
Sure. So, you know, on CBD, we get our numbers and all of our research from the Cannabidiol Board. And, you know, it's made up of medical professionals. You know, our caucus is not made up of medical professionals. We have a couple of those that have served in the medical field, but by no means are we medical professionals. So we take their recommendations, and that amount was based on science and research. And the 25 grams, like you mentioned, was never signed into law, so it shouldn't have had any kind of impact. But the legislation we passed does allow a waiver process where doctors can recommend a higher dosage level. So those patients that need a little extra or maybe even a lot extra, they and their doctor can petition for that extra level and may very well receive it. So there's a little, you know, I guess, there's a cap, but, you know, it'd be something that I would call, essentially a soft cap, because if the doctor and the patient require more, they should be able to get it.
The biggest news this week is the coronavirus outbreak, with some organizations canceling events and even, you know, the Des Moines School District canceling school for a couple weeks. A state senator has called for the legislative session to be paused until at least March 23rd due to this concern. How do you think the two chambers should be reacting to this illness?
I think I'm going to stick with what I've been saying since kind of the start of this whole thing. I think the answer is caution and common sense and not panic, you know, and what the two chambers should do. I mean, honestly, it really, I don't know that it matters what necessarily I think, but who I would defer to is the Iowa Department of Public Health and our governor and what they recommend. Honestly, I recommend everyone get their information on the coronavirus from the Iowa Department of Public Health's website and rely on that source, because that's going to cut through all the, you know, the crap that's being shared online where, you know, somebody shares this article, that article, this and that, and everything gets confused. The Iowa Department of Public Health will point you in the right direction for questions on schools, you know, long-term care facilities, on what you should do yourself, and precautions you should be taking. So I highly recommend going to that site and educating yourself properly.
Well, to wrap it up, anything you'd like to share as far as your time this week at the Capitol and the committees you serve?
Yeah, it's been a busy debate session, I guess, these last couple weeks. We've gone through a lot of topics and a lot of bills. Me, personally, I've been running my broadband bills, and, you know, I ran four of them last week, and I will be running the governor's Empower Rural Iowa broadband grants bill here early this next week. So I guess we're getting a lot of good stuff done, hopefully laying a good foundation and adding to an already laid foundation on broadband expansion in the state, continue working forward in that. And then also kind of digging in and getting to work on, I'm the chair of the Economic Development Budget Sub, and so we're combing through line by line and making sure proper appropriations are going in the proper spots and having those conversations across the aisle and across the state capitol and making sure our Senate counterparts and us are all in agreement. So that's kind of what the pace is right now and where we're at in the building.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.